This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Okay, so just what is the deal with that unexplained indentation on the bottom of many wine bottles? Well, I'll explain the purpose of that protrusion in just a moment.
Imagine four fabulous days celebrating the delights of food and wine. That's Sunset Savor the Central Coast coming to San Luis Obispo County. Sip more than 200 wines. Indulge in culinary bites from over 30 local chefs. Meet winemakers, brewmasters, and artisans. Discover the latest trends in food and wine from the experts at Sunset Magazine. Visit SavorCentralCoast.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
Your Savor the Central Coast adventure begins September 25th.
Many a wine drinker has studied the indentation on the bottom side of wine and champagne bottles with the curiosity of a cat. Technically referred to as a punt, it was intended to better distribute the high pressure throughout champagne bottles. The intent was also useful in the traditional method of making sparkling wines. Known as riddling, the bottles are placed in special racks with the top of one nested into the punt of the next, then gradually tipped upside down. This causes sediment to settle into the neck of the bottle, from which it is eventually removed. Another explanation for the perplexing protrusion goes back to when bottles were hand-blown. Since the bottom of the bottle was the last part to be shaped before the blowpipe was removed, a rough spot was left behind. That rough spot marred many a table, so the accommodating glassmakers figured out they could push the middle of the bottom up, take away the blowpipe, and position the offending rough spot out of harm's way. Finally, there's the obvious explanation. It makes you think you're getting more than you really are. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.